Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union. Pete, what else is going on? I know the Supreme Court is going to hear the internet sales tax argument next month in April.
Yeah,
and I know you guys are probably going to file an amicus brief on that in favor of. I'm assuming in favor of businesses.
Well, yes, we believe that the only constitutional way to address what is admittedly a problem here is something called origin-based sourcing. It simply means that whether you are an online business or a storefront brick-and-mortar business, you pay sales tax on your sales to the government in which you reside, period. None of these complex schemes where you have to remit tax to the state where the customer is in, and you have to calculate their burden, and you might be subject to audits from out-of-state tax authorities.
Right.
Just do it and make it simple.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, any other proposal that we have seen is really just a power grab, a way to expand taxing authority beyond borders that is just not acceptable under our Constitution.
Right. Well, we know four of the Supreme Court justices. We don't know which ones, but we know four of them are amenable to making this giving the states this kind of power to tax internet and to go directly to the company, and not only expect the money to be remitted, but as you said earlier, be justified in doing an audit.
Yeah, and I know folks out there who engage in retail, who listen to your show, they understand that a sales tax audit is every bit as intrusive and difficult and daunting as an income tax audit.
Yep, exactly.
And so we don't want 49, and there are several states that don't levy sales taxes, something on the order of 44 out-of-state tax authorities claiming the power to audit you in your own state. That's what could very well happen.
There's over 10,000 jurisdictions. Over 10,000, and maybe 14,000. I've forgotten the exact number, but it's almost doubled in the last 10 years in tax jurisdictions.
Yeah, it's over 10,000. And we could find ourselves in a nightmare situation, not only for folks who might have to collect and pay sales taxes through their businesses, but this will essentially transfer power for states to reach across their borders with all kinds of other taxes.
Right.
And so we don't want to open this Pandora's box. We want the Supreme Court to hopefully say, look, these existing limits on power have been here for a reason. Congress is going to have to work out a solution on its own.
Yep, absolutely. What else is going on, John? Pete, that you're seeing up there?
Well, of course, we were disappointed to see that Congress couldn't get a handle on federal spending and decided to essentially make a devil's pact. This was both political parties saying, on the Republican side, we want more money for defense spending. The Democrats saying we want more money for our pet programs on the domestic side.
Right.
So let's shake hands and boost the federal budget by more than $150 billion. Well,
right.
Guess who gets the bill for that?
Right.
Either taxpayers who are here on this planet, on this earth right now, or some future class of taxpayers who will have to service the debt that this is going to require. A grave disappointment because, once again, Congress is not prioritizing federal spending.
Well, we now, as I've said for a long time now, we now know which party is the big spinning party. It's the one in control, whichever one it is.
Yes.
And when they get together to spend money, it's almost like one party, isn't it? It's the political class.
Yes, and we saw that in abundance.
There's no politics.
A couple of weeks ago.
Among drug users, there's no politics, is there?
No, they all share the common bond of wanting more and not caring how they get
it. They're all using the same needle over there, Pete. Hey, Pete, NTU.org, right? People can go there and contribute. Can they contribute right online to helping you with your work, can't they?
They absolutely can.
All right, folks, check it out. I encourage you to support the National Taxpayers Union. Pete Sepp, good job. Come back soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.